smooth. You don't want with a lot of old fuzz on it, and you can put your hands in there and just a little while your hands will just be healed up. This is pretty.
Well, what did they call those little small leather containers to put coins in?
Well, y'all called it a pocketbook.
A pocketbook.
The Germans called it a pocketbook.
Oh, well, they do. I didn't know that.
Pocketbook.
I didn't know that. Have you ever heard anybody call that a purse?
We never did call a pocketbook a purse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but there was something else you
called.
There
was another little old deal. It was a little bigger than.
A little bigger.
A little bit bigger, and they called it a pocketbook mm-hmm. or a purse.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call? What do you call one of these?
Bracelet.
And what would they wear like around their necks for an ornament?
We called them necklaces. Is what we called them all the time when I was a boy.
Did they have beads too?
Yeah, some of them put beads on, and a big old string of them would run clean down to their belt. There.
Oh, really?
See?
Set
of pearl beads up there?
Yeah.
If them were genuine pearl, why, they'd really be worth some money.
Yeah, they would.
And they may be, because it was some rich people throw them away.
Oh, really?
Mm. The old man's wife died, and he threw the beads away, just threw them out in the trash, and told me I'd pick up anything I wanted down there, and I found that set of beads. And they're pretty heavy, ain't they, Mom?
What would they wear to hold up their trousers?
Galluses.
And
on suspenders.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
No.
Oh, there's a difference.
Suspenders, there's buttons, you see on, I don't know if there's any on these or not, but I'll show you.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put a button here and a button there,
mm-hmm.
only they was on this, it was outside, mm-hmm. and they'd put two buttons over here, and then they was buttons right here,
mm-hmm.
on this side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you get tickled. And them old suspenders, we'd laugh about it. We'd catch somebody with them twisted, and we'd say, "Are you afraid of lightning?"
Oh, no.
Or their galluses being twisted.
Yeah.
They was twisting that to make a lightning rest right there so the lightning wouldn't strike.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well, what would you call you'd hold over you when it rains?
We called it an umbrella.
And when you were making up a bed, the last thing that they would put on top of the bed, they'd call that a...
You mean slap under?
Yeah, or when... I guess you'd sleep under it, but the kind of the fancy top cover that they put on the bed, they'd call that a...
I know what they called it, but I can't think right now. Bedspread.
Mm. Did the old people call it... did you ever hear anybody call it a... Counterpin?
No, I've heard way back. I've heard some of them called it a counterpin, but when they was calling it a counterpin, I didn't know what it was.
You didn't know what it was, but you always just call it bedspread.
Bedspread's all we ever called it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the quilt tops before that they put the line in and made the quilt
mm-hmm.
out of it before they could put the bale of cotton in it. Well, it was a quilt top.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they. And then they put the bat of cotton in there to make it a quilt.
Mm, that made a quilt now, after it's quilted. It wasn't a quilt until you quilted it.
Yeah. Well, what would you call what you put your head on the bed?
A pillow.
And did you ever see one of those long ones that would go across big enough for two people?
No, I never did see one of them.
And talking about land in different types of land, and if you were talking about land that grows most